Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
And of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. Ann Zimmerman is our guest. She's the co-chair of Businesses for Responsible Tax Reform. BusinessesForResponsibleTax.org is that website. Zimmerman and Company CPAs is her business. She's a great CPA for small businesses. Zimmerman/CPA.com, right? I say that right,
yes,
Ann?
Yes, sir.
All right, so
yes,
check
sir.
That out, folks.
Uh-huh.
And I appreciate your hard work. I want you to explain to us the qualification for that you have to earn. You have to find yourself as the right kind of a small business owner in order to get the 20% tax deduction. So if I'm not mistaken, Ann, you as a CPA don't even qualify for the deduction.
Absolutely.
How is
that
possible?
Are you
a child of a lesser God, Ann?
Obviously, and I didn't have the right people advocating for me. If I had more of the lobbyists in D.C.,
I'd stop paying my AICPA dues if I were you. They didn't do you very well, did they?
No, they didn't. And I don't understand why some of these small business groups are saying it's working for us, because it's not. It's absolutely not. You know, Jim, just recently, the Joint Committee on Taxation found that 44% of the tax benefit for small business is going to just 200,000 small business owners making $1 million.
And they're probably C Corps.
You're getting it.
They're probably the C Corps small businesses.
Absolutely, because they call small business C Corps and S Corps. To me, really, it gets a little confusing, but I think of flow-throughs when I think of small business, because most of them are flow-throughs. And most of the larger companies, your P&Gs of the world, they're C Corps, and that's what it's made for, right? So we've even heard about how great it is that this tax law has been wonderful and everybody's been given bonuses and raises. Well, when it all shook out, only 4,000 businesses gave out any of that. And the Walmart one that everybody was saying, oh, how wonderful things are, you had to be a 20-year full-time employee to get that full $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they don't hire full-time, and you don't stay 20 years. So not too many people got that.
Let me ask you a question, Ann. Do you expect the IRS to come in to get up in the middle of some of your clients' business practices and say, okay, John, your supply company actually charges customers for supply chain consulting? You don't actually serve, all your money from them is not just for wrenches and stuff, but it's also for consulting to help them. So we're gonna call that non-qualified income. Do you expect that to happen?
Well, I think it absolutely could happen, but how would we know? They haven't told us that.
No, but I know. But I'm saying, isn't that what this law gives them the right to do?
Yes, absolutely. Any income you earn, because it's based on your skill, that's subject to possibly.
Say that again, Ann. Folks, in case you weren't paying attention, this is going to be on the test. Say it again, Ann.
Yes, it is. If you make income because of a skill you have, a skill, that's subject to being thrown out and not getting the tax break.
Mm-hmm.
So if you make money because you sell widgets and that's all, that's great. You're safe. You get the tax break. If you have a skill and you make money off of that, you might not get it.
If you're a caterer who has just launched a section of your business that's a wedding planner consulting, then the cake you sell them is subject to the new tax bill, but the consulting won't qualify for the tax break, right?
Very possibly. That's what we're waiting to hear.
That's what I'm. That's the reason.
The case, how do you split that business up so you get some of it? Well, right now we don't know that you do.
And see, Ann, that's what I mean when I say there's going to be nightmare stories a year from now. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. People are going to be absolutely amazed when we get down to trying to figure out the details of this and filing a return.
Yep.
And there are going to be a lot of disappointed small business owners. Or they're going to pay all their tax savings to someone like me because they're not going to understand it. And it's going to cost them a couple grand to have me figure it out for them. And they didn't even save that much.
Yep, and that didn't count the penalties that will come down the pike. Hey, Ann, I got to wrap it up. Ann Zimmerman, ladies and gentlemen. Ann, come back soon. Thank you for being here. Good job.
Thanks for having me.
Ann Zimmerman, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. She's too smart. She's got a lot more to teach us. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.